Hello and welcome to our podcast Saint-Maxime, Land of Liberation. In this episode, we highlight General Jean de Lattre de Tassigny's key role in World War II, leading the French B Army and Operation Dragoon. We also honor Ludovic Bietti, a decorated Saint-Maxime native who played a notable role in the conflict. We wish you an enjoyable listening experience. Turn up the volume and enjoy a moment of history.
An armistice is signed with Germany. The majority of French troops were disarmed and demobilized. The only serving general who defied orders to continue fighting was General de Lattre de Tassigny, who did so when the Germans attacked the southern zone in November 1942. After being taken prisoner, he managed to get away with the aid of his son, wife, and the resistance. In 1943, he went back to London and Algiers. The French B Army was placed under his command by General de Gaulle. This army was raised and trained in North Africa. It was composed of the African Army, the Colonial Army, and the Free French Forces. The soldiers in this B Army came from all over the colonial empire, including the Pacific, Polynesia, the West Indies, Indochina, North Africa, and Sub-Saharan Africa. The future First French Army began to make its mark in Italy and during the conquest of Elba. General de Lattre, as commander of Army B, participated in the planning of the Allied Operation Dragoon, which landed in Provence in August 1944. This was the first time a French army had fought on French soil since the defeat of 1940. The goal of the French mission was to seize the ports of Toulon and Marseille. Almost a month ahead of schedule, the American objectives were exceeded. Town after town fell to the army as it advanced up the Rhone Valley into Germany and Austria. The B Army was officially renamed the 1st French Army on September 25, 1944. General de Lattre de Tassigny signed the German capitulation on behalf of France in Berlin on May 8, 1945. The next day, General de Lattre writes to his men as he returns to France by plane. General de Lattre de Tassigny was posthumously made Marshal of France on the day of his state funeral on January 15, 1952.
Thank you for tuning into Saint-Maxime, Land of Liberation. To learn more, visit our website at www.saint-maxime.com for additional episodes or scan over QR codes around Saint-Maxime. See you soon!